4. International marriage. Introduction. A. Perhaps more than ever before, people from very different cultures marry each other. Such intercultural and interracial marriages have been more common in countries like America and Canada, where people from all over the world live, work, and study together. These relationships often have hidden problems and surprising benefits.
B. Every marriage requires commitment, dedication, and work. An international or intercultural marriage requires even more attention because of the many obstacles that a couple faces. The obstacles come from family, friends, personal values, expectations, and bureaucratic procedures. To overcome these barriers, intercultural couples need to learn about one another's cultures, accept that cultural roots go deep and that people don't change easily or quickly. And most important, they need to focus on the positives and talk with one another about which traditions they want to carry on as a couple and with their children.
Sample sentences. 1. I think that anyone considering marrying a foreigner needs to look at things very closely before doing so.
2. Marriage to someone from a different country does require some extra effort.
3. It can be worth the effort, however.
4. Couples have said that the first 5 years of this type of marriage are the hardest.
5. The key to a successful intercultural marriage is to develop understanding and patience.
6. It isn't easy to deal with a legacy that we've all grown up with in our ethnic, religious, and socioeconomic backgrounds.
7. Do you ever feel the fear of abandonment by your family, friends, and your spouse?
8. How would you describe your intercultural marriage?
9. Understanding the diversity of cultures and traditions in one another's past can enhance a marriage relationship.
10. Although there can be many problems in these international marriage relationships, they can also be very successful.
11. I've been married for almost 3 years and never once regretted it. Conversations. 1.
You were married to a foreigner, huh? So what's it like?
Well, the first year of our marriage, we had great difficulty getting along. The things that are important to me are not important to him. We had a lot of conflicts.
Yeah, I know what you mean. The first year of any marriage is difficult for all couples, not to mention two people from different cultures.
And now we have a 2-year-old boy. We're very happy that he's healthy and smart.
Oh, so he's half Chinese and half American. That's unusual. What languages does he speak then?
Right now he speaks mostly Chinese, and he can say a few English words, but he will learn.
What does he look like? Can people tell?
Yes, people surely can. He's whiter than the Chinese kids, and his hair is a little blonde. My husband says his eyes are very Chinese, though.
2. Well, I can't believe your uncle and aunt came to stay with us for a week, and they did not even call us in advance.
John, they're old-fashioned people from the Chinese countryside. That's their custom.
I know. But it is hard for me to get used to your relatives coming to visit us and without warning.
Don't your relatives visit other relatives?
Yes, but Americans never visit without calling in advance, and they almost never stay overnight.
I think that maybe Chinese families are closer than your families.
I think you're right.
3.
Sally, I'm tired of this Western food. I really miss my mother's Sichuan cooking.
I'm sure you do miss that type of cooking. But can't you try to get used to Western food?
I have tried, but Americans like butter, bread, sugar, and cream too much.
I suppose you're right, Lee. Maybe that's why so many Westerners are overweight.
It's interesting that Americans work very hard at their jobs, do not take naps during the day, and yet they can be so heavy.
You see, because we are often busy working, we eat too much fast food, and that food is very fattening.
4.
Calvin, how much money did you spend last weekend?
Lily, I'm not sure. Let me check. I think I spent $50.
Why don't you help me save money? You're always spending money.
I know that I should learn how to save more, but I hope that we can spend a little on ourselves sometimes.
I'm sorry. I guess I'm too extreme when it comes to putting money in the bank.
That's okay. I'm sorry, too. It's a good idea to prepare for the future possibilities.
Words and expressions. 1. Conflict.
2. In advance.
3. Overweight.
4. Nap.
5. Fattening.
Tingli Katang, TingClass.com